You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Saturday's Big Bash League final goes ahead despite the forecast of heavy rain, threatening to wash out domestic cricket's end-of-season showpiece event. The reason the match is being played in Sydney is because the Sydney Sixers were the highest-ranked team to reach the final. Sixers batsman Steve Smith is hoping the rain won't spoil his team's chances of hosting a home final.
You know, I think we've earned the right to host the final the way we've played, and we're hopeful that we can, you know, this rain stays away and that we can get a game in. You know, we just do what we can and we play, and like I said, we've earned the right to be here in the final, and we're looking forward to this Saturday.
Smith had to wait until Thursday night to find out which team the Sixers would meet in the final. The Melbourne Stars took on the Sydney Thunder, looking to win their way through. Star spin bowler Adam Zampa said Cricket Australia should have arranged for an extra day to be set aside for unforeseen weather events. But Zampa was more than happy to consider moving the showpiece game to Melbourne if they were to reach the final.
It's a bit disappointing that there isn't a spare day or two. But I guess we can't really control that at the moment. If it's going to rain, it's going to be disappointing. So hopefully it works out. Let's move it to Marvel. Start a petition.
Cricket Australia has rejected calls to move the sold-out decider to Melbourne, but the precursor to the final has been. The Bushfire Cricket Bash will now be played in Melbourne instead of Sydney on Sunday, with Adam Gilchrist and Ricky Ponting captaining two star-studded sides. The Matildas will play, rain or not, against Chinese Taipei in their Olympic Games qualifier on Friday night in Campbelltown. The tournament, which also includes Thailand and China, had to be hastily rearranged in Australia after it was originally scheduled to be held in the city at the heart of the coronavirus outbreak, Wuhan in China. Australia captain Sam Kerr says she has sympathy for the Chinese team having to go through quarantine before being allowed to take the field, but is more concerned with the Matildas' preparation.
Yeah, we feel fine. We're focused on ourselves, and to be honest, we haven't even thought about the China game. We've got two games before that, and the game Friday is all we've really talked about, and we'll cross that bridge when we get there, but everyone feels completely fine.
Kerr is unlikely to play on Friday evening due to a niggling quadriceps injury, but she's hopeful of playing a part in the next two matches against Thailand on Monday and then China on Thursday. Season 4 of the AFLW begins on Friday night when Richmond, one of four new clubs joining the league this season, takes on Carlton. On Saturday, another new outfit, the Gold Coast Suns, travel to Sydney to take on the GWS Giants. With West Coast Eagles and St Kilda also joining the league this season, some people have wondered if the now 14-team league has expanded too quickly. Roger Moton is the assistant coach of the GWS Giants, and he feels the league is at the optimum size now.
I think if we look to introduce more teams too soon, then it dilutes the strength of the competition. So I think probably right now, for the next 2 or 3 years, I'd like to see it consolidate for the 14 teams and really try and drive the standards that we know the girls are capable of.
In the A-League this weekend, there's a Sydney derby between the Western Sydney Wanderers and the league-leading Sydney FC. With the Sky Blues holding a 13-point lead at the top of the table, the result of the match may seem like a foregone conclusion. However, Sydney FC captain Alex Wilkinson says his side will be taking nothing for granted against the only side his team has failed to beat this season, following an early meeting which ended in a draw.
It was early in the season and, you know, we had guys still getting used to, the way the team plays, the way we attack, the way we defend, and we've just built on that. And the run we're on at the moment is fantastic. The boys are full of confidence. Our record of Jubilees, fantastic. So we're really looking forward to the weekend.
There's also a derby in Melbourne, with Melbourne Victory taking on Melbourne City on Friday night. And finally, in the National Basketball League, the informed Brisbane Bullets look to make it 6 wins from 6 games when they take on the New Zealand Breakers on Friday night. Top club, the Sydney Kings, play the struggling Southeast Melbourne Phoenix on Sunday. And of course, every NBL game can be seen live by streaming them on SBS On Demand. John Baldock, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.